ethnic
time
music.
To get on up now. Get on up now.
Turn it up. Play it, the young, be bad.
Do it one more time.
All right, get it again, get it again.
I need a little
live in the studio.
Help from some of my friends now.
To David Lee Roth. How about lit a fire scarecrow? ただいま、David Lee Roth とつながっています。小さな火のかかしはいかが？
Okay, technically under advisement in front of attorneys yesterday afternoon, severe advisement. They directly specified that they think that the foreign language IDs no longer apply to our supposed target demographic, that all of you dialing in from the internet everywhere from Kokomo, Indiana to Sydney, Australia, I have Finland and I have Pittsburgh, is that outside the United States does not count. And that I have been strongly advised to stop playing all the ethnic and ethnic-based music, which probably qualifies 98% of everything that we do here. I play classic rock for a living, and I play the hell out of it. And I love that music, but I don't play football on my day off. And coming to work on radio is an opportunity to explore the whole record collection. It's also an opportunity to explore a lot of what's going on in your mind, Sasha. And I'm saying that poetically, but I mean it really. It's an opportunity to explore what you guys think out there, because I think the 35-year-old white guy who supposedly, and this was the direct recommendation, who would probably be more appropriate to play Leonard Skinner for, I don't buy it. I think you listen to everything that I listen to. You say you know me, you probably do. I think I know you too. And I know all around the world that it all glues together. You're either everywhere or you are nowhere. We broadcast from New York because it's arguably one of the greatest cities in the history of time. And here is the greatest confluence, like rivers. Everybody crash collides. It's not friendly here. Everything bumps up against each other. Just the same way we opened up with Baby Huey, Funk Soul, whatever that was. 11th grade or something for me. And it crash collides into Swayzak. You can't get any more modern as Swayzak. You don't even know who that is. It's so new. And the next loop is going to fool you again. And it may be in Spanish. Vamos nessa, na portugués. And I do speak some of that language. I speak your language. 866-313-3733. Coking from Kokomo, Indiana. Dave, sounds like CBS wants Walter Cronkite back on the airwaves. Do they realize that Edward R. Murrow is dead? Sounds like if I wanted some salsa or something upbeat, Mamba, I'd have to go hang outside my local Hispanic grocer. Screw CBS. Sydney, Australia. Dave, can anyone set up an international petition on a website to give you full control over your content? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Dave, this is crap. You're doing a great job. And they're playing you like you played the teacher who compared Bush to Hitler and suspended him. You have the freedom of speech and you should utilize it. Keep doing what you're doing. And if they don't like it, they can kiss your ass. That sounds like Pittsburgh. Nick, New York. Dave, your show's been getting better and better every day. Thank God, huh? I never said I was going to nab this right off the bat. This is the hardest job I've ever done in showbiz. You get up at 3:30 in the morning for this, and I do it willingly. This is not a lament. I'm not complaining. I love this. And this involves everything we do. Be young. Have you ever played guitar so much in a given week in front of so many people? Ever, ever.
Of course, never.
In 1 week, you will have played that genius sound for more people than the whole Rolling Stones tour combined just in the United States alone. In their mind, in Tom Gisano's mind, you're just a sprinkle, like on a cupcake. And that we should turn off these background loops here, that all this ethnic music's got to go by the way, and that we should play 20 seconds of a rock song. Coming out of a commercial, talk over silence, then play a rock song, go back into another commercial. It's not going to leave much room for you. Animal, they don't understand you at all.
And don't nobody understand me, guys. That's a good part about it.
Well, that's the beauty. Is
yeah,
that what you
beauty in it, baby?
What you speak isn't poetry. But when we realize that you don't realize that it is, then we see the poetry in it. I don't know if I said that right.
Hey, that was good enough for Big A, dog.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Dave, your show has been getting better and better every day. Tom Gisano should just let you grow and build an audience. Patience is final, but most important ingredient. You pull it out to quick and you're going to McDonald's for dinner. Your show is great, Dave. Use the fight to make the show better. Rage is also an important ingredient for creating great art. I heard you say that yourself. Okay, we'll put on the rage loop then. Here we go, baby. All right. Here we go, man. Go! Yep. Yep. Uh-oh, Rick James, ethnic music. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Ted Nugent. Hey, if there's a riot going on, who better to stand our side? I wonder what Ted is going to say about free speech. I wonder what Ted actually listens to in his record collection here. This could be a duke out here. But anyway, you all know who Ted is, and he's going to be getting on the talking about his television show and a whole lot of else here. I think it was when we were talking about the car that runs on Kentucky Fried Chicken doesn't actually run on Kentucky Fried Chicken. That sounds like something from Little Abner Comics. He runs off of cooking oil, or what's left after the chicken done got fixed. Yeah. And I'm wondering if Ted actually has one of these cars. If anybody would, it would be Willie Nelson or Ted Nugent here. And, according to our program director, these kinds of subject matter about gun control, conservation, whatever, I'm certain that Ted has a fix on that. A real good, deadly, accurate fix. Also, we have Hank Williams III, first real country western album to ever receive a parental advisory sticker. Oh, welcome to David Lee's Tiki Bunker, where the debris meets the sea. We don't get the well ones down here. We don't want them. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. You know what? We're going to talk about whatever you want. You want to change the subject? That's fine with me. But just when you pick up the phone, whatever's in your mind, you want to keep on this subject, great. Otherwise, let's bounce around. Freestyle a little bit here. Start from the top, man. Go ahead, Hutch.
From the bottom, Doug.
From the bottom. Mike, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, yeah, I'd like to change it because I'd like to tell you to, stop overthinking this because you really can't change a brick wall, man, especially when they got it wrong. You're not Howard, and that's fine. What they're missing is that your target audience is about the same. It's just that Howard entertains while you entertain and shape and direct. You put sports in the mix, and you just get back into mush. I like the intellectual stuff. It wakes me up in the morning.
Hey, thank you very much, my friend. That means a whole lot to me. 866-313-3733. I think we're a safe distance from genius. Oh, yeah, I'm a regular genius on the MOOC sympathizer. But you know what? Most of your morning personalities, most of your nighttime fields, they dumb me down. Is they simplify because of the thumb of the suits. Be more fun. Be more funny. Keep it to this sort of subject matter. But in fact, virtually everybody else on this roster here, was it JV and Elvis, Radio Chick, especially Booker and Danny, okay? Each one of them is individual in and of their own way, and you can start to see the earmarks. Because I was listening, JV and Elvis started playing tracks like we're playing underneath the stuff. Sounded great. I don't understand why all talk radio doesn't do this. Every tennis shoe commercial does this. Every NFL sports upcoming preview does this. Can you imagine a movie preview without music like this in the background? You would never buy another pair of tennis shoes, ever. You would never buy another Mazda. You would never purchase anything. Not Massengill, not Levi's, not nothing. It all comes with. And they started doing that, and then it disappeared. I'm willing to bet it's the program director who leaned on him for the same nonsensical, socially retarded garbage of, no, do it the way we've been doing it since we lived in pyramids, okay? And you play just a little selection of a song, supposedly that your demographic would like, and then you go flat, no sound in the background. I think these fellas have a whole lot to offer. And if you let these people grow, just as Howard Stern himself, he has no reason to say that other than it's a genuine shout-out. He's telling the truth, is that you got to let art grow. Otherwise, you're just going to keep trying to repeat and repeat. If you try and imitate a genius like Howard Stern, the best you're going to get is 80% there. And then you really are going to stink and sink. Give me another call right here, 5. Roth Radio, D-Row in the house, Large Barge. Go ahead.
Hey, Vince, I just want to let you know I listened to Howard when he was on, and in the afternoons I listen to Kid Chris, and since you started, I've been hearing that show, hearing a lot of flack about you from callers in, but I feel that you're doing the right thing here. I feel that, you know, you have a meeting like that yesterday, you come in, you talk about it on the radio, and I feel that if you were to play ball with this kind of stuff, you would have even more callers calling in and saying, you know, oh, he's horrible and everything, but, you know, I really respect what you're doing. I think that you, you know, as you've been saying, the intellect is there, and it's great radio what you're doing.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I think what we're seeing is conflict. What we're seeing is controversy. I'm not sure if I like it, and if I like it, I'm not sure if I want my wife to see me liking it. I'm not sure if I hate it and my wife likes it, if that's okay. I'm not sure if my friends hate it and I love it. Should I tell my friends? That's art, man. That's the best stuff. I don't care if it's thrash, grunge rock. I don't care if it's hip-hop music. I don't care if it's Broadway. I don't care if it's movies, independent, or King Kong, okay? I don't care if you're an author, an architect, or just a hairstylist. Okay? It all adds up to, are people talking about it? Did you represent something so different and so unique that they finally remembered even your name? That's so rare in this industry, in real radio, because there's so much that is exactly the same. Same, same, same. In a world of sore thumbs, how do you actually stick out? That was quite a compliment there. 866-313-3733. Talk to me, D-Row, Large. Hit it. You're on, friend.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, this is Freddie from Philly.
Hey, Freddie from Philly. What's cooking?
Hey, what's going on, bro? Listen, man, I'm going to represent the Puerto Ricanos from Philadelphia, and dude, you're doing a great job. I don't know what's going on with these people. I mean, it's kind of like, because I used to listen to Howard, and you're doing just as good a job. But I'll tell you what, though, Howard, he was good. All he did was talk about chicks, trying to get them naked. Yes, they have something to talk about. You know, and it's like, it's ridiculous how they're trying to do this to you, but dude, just stay in there, just fight. You know what I mean? I'm sure you're going to get through it. I mean, it's just...
Hey, siempre la misma, siempre las mismas cosas con los payasos blancos, huh?
Exactamente, brother. Exactamente.
Desafortunadamente. No, I'm not going to translate that for you, Hutch. Not until we go to the commercial here. But you know what? What happens is all the spices mix together, man. Because if you put it, I don't care if they listen to Puerto Rican music or Spanish music or mambo music, but that culture is in the pants we wear. That culture is in the way Animal got a haircut. That culture is in the way Alberto does those mashups for the jump material, and he mixes it, you know, with he's the guy who's putting together different acts, the hip-hop along with the classic rock, etc. And then all of these elements combine, even if it's just the way you smoke your cigarette, is it? it really adds up. And if you leave it out, how boring and banal is that, man? The rice ain't no good without a little salt in it. That's what the Buddhists say.
Exactly, because I drive a car during the morning. I do from 6 to, I do 12 hours to 6 to 6. You're the one that gets me calling. I listen to you. I'm like, wow, that's a good issue, you know. You got me looking forward to getting up in the morning, getting in the car to listen to you.
Hey, you know what? It's not even that it's a civics lesson. It's like, let's fight. What's more fascinating than arm wrestling over, I believe in this, and even if I don't, I still want to fight.
Exactly.
That right there is inner cynic. Inner cynic. There is my Freudian slip of the day. Inner cynic music, inner city, from David Lee. Turn up the music. What?
You got it. Go ahead, be on.
getting these. Most of these emails are actually coming from. Here I am. I'm listening 5 days in a week from Europe, and I love that Swedish promo that you play. Please advise your manager that there is a continent called Europe in addition to Staten Island. Next train to Europe. Here we go.
David Lee Roth. Mornings.
Philadelphia's Free FM 94.1.
WYSP.
This country.